Our gospel today, my brothers and sisters, is about the in-group and the out-group. I remember when I was in high school, members of the tea club were in the in-group. Who were they? These were students who were privileged to fly to Miami with their family 3-4 times a year and would be able to shop there. And when they came back, they would tell us about Macy's and JCPenney and all the other things. And, you know, they were the in-group. And some of us felt real bad, not as privileged as they were. Sure, they were privileged. God's word today is about the religious ins and outs. For 2,000 years, God dealt in a very special way with the Israelites, and the Israelites were his chosen people. What did God say? God said, "You will be my people. I will be your God." And that was understandable because in a world of numerous pagan gods, the Israelites held on to the truth that there is but one God. But being the way we are, wanting to be in the in-group, the Israelites became rather possessive of their God. They did not want to share their God. Remember, St. Paul had to convince Peter that Jesus should be preached to the Gentiles, not reserved exclusively for the Jews. Now, in today's gospel, we see Jesus himself convinced that his primary mission was to the house of Israel, which made sense that the chosen people be the first to hear the good news. And in our gospel, we have a very classic confrontation of an insider with an outsider. Jesus, the son of David, meets a woman, and this woman was a Canaanite woman. How far out was she? And this is the only place in the New Testament that the word Canaanite is used. Matthew makes his point very clear. The word Canaanite evokes all of the hateful feelings of the Jews over 1,000 years. There was a long-standing tradition that the Canaanites were a sinful race. A sinful race that embodied all that is evil and all that is godless. The Canaanites was a race that should be exterminated. And in the gospel today, we see that the Jews referred to the Canaanites as dogs. So this woman is not only on the outs, she is as far out as she can get. But now comes a very curious part to our gospel and a very curious conversation. First of all, what was Jesus doing in Tyre and Sidon, which was a Canaanite territory? What was he doing there? Well, we could say that Jesus was either lost or Jesus was setting up an important teaching moment. Well, we know for sure, my friends, that Jesus was not lost. The curious conversation went something like this. The Canaanite woman says to Jesus, "Son of David, please have mercy on me." We see in this call, my brothers and sisters, an act of faith in the man. Calling Jesus Son of David was itself an act of faith in him. And the disciples told Jesus, "Send her away, for she keeps calling after us." Those who were closest to Jesus, those who were supposed to express faith in God, were there saying, "Send her away." But Jesus says, "I was sent not only to the house, to the lost sheep of Israel." And she pleads, "Lord, Lord, please help me." And Jesus replies, "It is not right to take the food of the children and to throw it to the dogs." Jesus was not directing his words to the woman as much as to his disciples, who needed to learn something from this experience. Again, she says, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus proclaims, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish." The question for us this morning is, what has Jesus done? He had cured the woman's daughter. What had he said? He had proclaimed this woman's great faith. And in the presence of his disciples, Jesus had made the outsider an insider. And he responded to faith wherever he found it. Wherever there was faith, Jesus was constant in responding. What is the lesson for us at All Angels on this second Sunday in Lent? The lesson for us is that no one has a special claim on God. God is open to everyone. When I was growing up, back in the West Indies, as you all know, when you were Anglican, you were in the in-group. Anglicans, we were thought to be the number one. We looked down at the others down the road. We believed that we had a head start on others getting into heaven, because we go to church does not mean that we have more faith than those who don't. To the extent that we think we are the in-group, we automatically put others out. Who do we put out? Think about that today. Do we put out drug dealers, prostitutes, gay people? Let us not, my brothers and sisters, forget that Jesus told us that street walkers, prostitutes, and tax collectors might just be the first ones in heaven ahead of you and me. Let us remember, as we reflect on this gospel today, that with God there is no in-group and no out-group. Anyone can be saved, because God loves us so much that he saves us, even though we have no claim on him. Let us look upon everyone, every person, every child, my brothers and sisters, as the beloved of God. Amen.